Step into your private luxury premium blocked party episode. The content you can only get by giving us your money. Look at you, you're such a big time.
Everybody, welcome back to a bonus edition of Blocked Party. This is Blocked Bag 13, the 13th time we've reached into the depths of our Discord question and answer channel, and we're making it happen, I guess. I'm John.
I'm Stefan.
I mean, everyone knows that, I guess, if they donate to the show, I feel like they probably know who we are. But
I think we do half the time we do introductions on the Patreon apps, and half the time we don't. And then whenever we do, we always say, like, why would people know who we are? Like, they're not, why would they pay for it if they didn't know who we are, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah, we go through this every time.
I'm so and bummed we, out we from forget that on last the main game we just played, John. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Oh, my God. No, me too. I'm in a terrible mood.
It's brutal. Didn't get
enough sleep. No. Went to the dentist this morning. The dentist just basically...
Weekend dentist? Ugh.
Oh, I know. Ugh. Yeah, well, it's fucking brutal because I scheduled it when I didn't know about teaching. And so, yeah, it's just like, sure, just take a fucking hammer to my mouth for an hour. Then I found out I have three cavities. So it's just... My life is fucking shit right now.
But this is going to be fun, I think. This will be a fun
episode. Is going to be great, yes. We are bringing on a guest, one of our favorites. I mean, my favorite person on Earth. It bears saying. But my fiance, Becca, is here. Hey, Becca.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, Becca. Hey, Becca. Oh, you should have your entrance music when I introduce you.
That's true.
We'll get the LB drop in case anyone has never heard the great Lydia Burrell drop. Becca, when this album comes out, or this album. Yeah, when this album, see, I'm tired. Like, I'm going to be in a state
this
of
is going to be
shock.
A weird episode, I think.
I already can feel the
John's
vibe.
John's in a terrible mood.
Mailbag episodes are really good, though, because most of the content is from the listeners, so we don't have to do that much stuff. You know?
We don't have to do anything. We just show up.
You just have to think about all your answers.
No, you don't even really have to think about it.
Yeah, I don't think about anything I ever say on this show. I'm very rarely in a really bad mood, but I'm in a pretty bad mood right now. So
yeah,
I think John's just jealous that I got my vaccine today.
I am.
Congratulations! So you're having a great day.
Yeah, things are going great.
Becca's
me.
Having an awesome day.
I feel good.
Day. We went out for her birthday last night. We went out for dinner. I gave her gift, which was a new laptop that she's currently recording this episode on.
Wow. What kind of laptop?
MacBook Air.
That's what I got for Irene last year as well. John,
nice.
It's a great gift.
Hey, nice.
There
that's
you go.
That's how we
page.
Do it over here at Block Party HQ. We take care of our wives.
That's right.
Someone was, I've talked about NBA Top Shot on the show before. I'm in a Top Shot Discord. And someone was talking about how we should do a show like called Top Shot Wives. And I was like, oh yeah. I was like, my fiance and my podcast partner have joked about starting a show called Podcast Wives. And I'm not sure which one would be worse.
Oh man. I mean, I feel like, so the Top Shot stuff.
Wouldn't it be the same people?
It would basically be the same. I was going to say it's the same thing.
It'd
I mean, if you started.
Well, in this
thing.
Case,
thing,
it would
right?
be the, yeah, Becca, you're my wife in both of these scenarios, but I mean, like just in general.
So you're saying you think I would be bad on a podcast?
No,
if
no.
I had
oh my
own
God.
Podcast.
No, this isn't a podcast.
Oh my God, John.
This
why would you say that?
This to me is like a reality
John, what the
show.
Fuck?
You invite like, me on your podcast.
Unbelievable.
To tell me I'm bad
sorry,
on
Becca.
Podcasts.
I'm, you know what? I'm really sorry on behalf of
oh
John.
My God.
I apologize.
Thank you, Stefan. Thank you.
Know,
I appreciate that.
I'm
what
already
you
in a
thinking,
bad mood.
John?
Don't piss me off more.
Oh, well, you know I'm going to.
You know what this show's about.
So,
do you want to watch some Joey?
No, I don't. So this,
are you sure? I have some good ones like loaded up.
So I think this, there's a question about Joey coming up. I screened the questions.
All right. I'll see if I can find a Joey video for Dan to play.
I was just about to say, yeah. You know what? Why am I even on the show? I was just literally about to say all this shit, and then you guys fucking cut me off. So
you can say it.
John's going to storm out of the podcast.
I was cutting you off
because you told Becca she wouldn't be very good on a podcast. So I had to get ahead of that.
That's not what I was saying. I am not going to pull a lost episode of Block Party and storm out of my own apartment. But this time around, not only is Becca the guest on the show, but she also I took my socks off. My feet are too hot.
He's undressing.
I'm undressing. I'm too hot.
I don't want to pile on John here, Becca, but is there, I mean, I assume his feet smell very good. Is that the case? Because I've been, sometimes you don't mean for it to happen, but your feet can smell kind of bad if you're wearing socks all day. And,
I mean, we're pretty sitting far away right now, so, but okay. I don't smell anything from about like 6 feet away.
I feel like my feet don't smell really.
John's, that's good. No, I'm just checking in. No,
John does not often smell bad.
Do you get sweaty feet?
I think my feet get sweaty. I prefer to not have socks on when I'm around the house, but they don't smell really, I think.
That's good. Yeah. I feel like I get sweaty feet if I'm wearing socks in the house. I think us talking about our feet is long overdue. And I have nice feet. I do have feet.
You have nice hands. So I guess it goes without saying that you would also have nice feet. You have very spindly, nice hands.
Yeah. Very like porcelain, like fragile hands.
Yeah. You know? Fragile hands.
But they're good for gaming, I feel like, you know. I was talking about this with my parents. And I was like, do you think there's going to be like a huge influx of like arthritis and stuff like that because of like people holding video game controllers for like 20 years? And they're like, oh yeah, absolutely. So I know for a fact, like my thumbs are going to be so bad in like the next like 10 years.
Well, my thumb is already fucked up. Like I can feel
my thumb getting stiff sometimes.
I broke my thumb and it didn't heal right. My thumb is already in a bad way. So I mean, you and I will be podcasting in like 2040 and it'll be exclusively about the arthritis that we have.
I mean, my knee is still like, I don't think I can go running anymore.
Ever getting surgery on that or what's your game plan?
It's not like they said it didn't require surgery. It wasn't bad enough that it required surgery.
Oh,
and
weird.
I'm able to like go for like long walks and stuff and, do like minor exercise, but like, I just can't, running is just like too high impact on it, I think.
What they're really telling you is that you're not elite enough of an athlete to require surgery. Because that's what they told me about I have a torn muscle in my hip. And they were just like, oh, if you were like a high level athlete, we'd fix it. But you're not worth it.
Yeah. I think they were honestly shocked that I tore it playing sports. Like that was a big shock to them. I do miss playing soccer, though. But it was almost good timing because I only missed like a couple months of soccer and then everything shut down. So it's not like I've missed like a year and a half of soccer. I've missed like nothing because everyone else has missed it too. But I went out, I got a soccer ball and I went to kick the ball around at like a field near my place and just like tweaked my knee within like 20 minutes just because with soccer, there's so much like side to side movement and like stopping and starting. And it sucks. I just want to kick the ball around. I can't do it. You know, maybe I'll get into basketball. I feel like not like playing, not like jumping and playing basketball, but just going out and like taking shots.
So that's your plan. Your plan is to get into the sport where jumping is a primary skill, but never actually jumping.
I'm saying more just like, taking like shots, you know, not like jump shots, which I guess that's like the main thing in basketball is jump shots, right?
I mean, it's like, that's what they call it. Like they call it a jump shot. Yeah. It's not like they don't even say shot and it's implied that you're jumping. They say jump shot.
Maybe I'll get into swimming, you know?
Okay. Swimming seems like about your speed.
I mean, I've been dominating the pull-up game. If I can pull up, not pull out. I just want to make that clear. But
well,
I'm still
hopefully you're
bad,
dominating the pull-out game as well.
Yeah. I think I'm okay at that.
Do you think dominating at pull-ups makes you better at pull-outs?
No.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah. See, I think I agree with Stefan. I think if you're good at pull ups, it improves your pull out game. Because
you can go like this. You can go like this.
You're pulling up and out. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Like I'm just pushing basically off the bed and just
true.
Like almost standing up.
Okay.
So I think, like, I feel
you're
like
standing up. You stand up when you come. That's your big move.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, always.
I'm a standing nutter.
That's how I pull out. I push off the bed and I stand up and
run
away. And I just come on the floor in a small puddle.
God.
Well, I have a bucket.
I have a cum bucket at the base of your bed.
I have a spittoon. It makes that noise. It makes the spittoon noise, you know?
Ding.
Like the, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's my cum.
Don't like that.
I think they call it a nuttoon.
Don't like
oh,
that.
Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah. No, that's hentai.
Becca, actually, what I was trying to say 7 minutes ago before we started talking about nutting
you
in a bucket
she was
at the
bad
foot
at
podcasting, of
our bed. Right?
Yeah, so if we could get back to that part specifically.
Sure, yeah.
I asked Becca to come on the show a couple days ago, and then she offered to curate the questions as well. So these are actually, Becca has chosen the questions that we're answering, and it's been a very active, our last mailbag was 2 months ago, not quite, 6 weeks ago. And, the mailbag channel, always very active on the Discord. So there's a lot of questions to sift through. Becca's chosen a few, and so she'll lead us on this journey.
Are you answering them as well, Becca?
I am. Yep. I'm not just narrating.
I brought her on the show to not talk. Just read the question
just
and then
be the host.
Yeah. Be Trebek. Just read the question, then get out of the way.
Yeah. There was so many questions this time around. And I tried to do sort of an even
I do feel like
spread.
The Discord's been very active recently.
It
has. Too active, some might say.
Slow down a bit, everyone. Come on.
Yeah, so the first one, we usually, or you guys usually end off with a top three. So we'll start it off with a top three.
Wow.
Red Guy asks, without naming the category, what are your top three?
What?
Do you get it? So without saying what the category is,
I think the idea is that we do like a top three and then the other people are kind of like guessing what your top three is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I got it.
I got to think this through here.
Okay. I can start. I'll do a real easy one.
I feel like mine's easy too.
Do you, or should we be trying to do like tricky ones? So
wait,
we
doing like you do your third, Stefan does his third, I do my third?
Yeah, I think we have
of
to.
Of all
yeah.
different categories?
Okay. That'd be very confusing. Okay, well, are we trying to make it so we're stumping the other people or are we, or it doesn't matter? We're just getting
I've already
have
my
it.
Mind made up, so mine's not very stumping.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, my number three is AstraZeneca.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I already know yours.
This
so.
Is pretty good. My number three is anal.
Okay.
Okay.
Top three types of cysts.
John?
Okay. My number three is Coke can.
Shapes of penises.
That was about, God damn it. Okay. Go ahead,
no,
Becca,
you're
number
wrong.
Two.
That's not right so far.
Okay.
Number two, Becca?
Moderna.
Okay. Number two for me, mature.
Yours is porno categories, Stefan?
Well, John, what's your number two?
Porno search terms. Okay. My number two, fanny pack.
Okay. Interesting.
Yours is things you can cut your finger on.
No.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Becca, number one?
My number one is Pfizer.
Yeah, that had to be number one. Yeah,
I think so. Yours is top three makers of Viagra.
That's the flavor I got. Yeah,
my number
you got
one
the Pfizer
is
Pfizer flavor.
Yeah,
wow, that's a good one. My number
95%.
One is Latina. Oh. Latina. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cameo categories.
No, mine is top three adjectives.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wait, anal's not an adjective.
Yeah, you can be very anal. You know.
Yeah.
Oh,
something.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, no, it's an adjective.
It's not great to be, but it's a good adjective, I think.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
My number one is a Ming vase.
Things you can use as a bong.
No.
Are you sure?
Okay, a Ming vase,
I guess you can't use
a fanny pack, and a Coke can.
Yeah.
Things to hold things.
No.
Things to put up your ass.
No.
Okay. A fanny pack? Well, it has the word fanny in
true.
It.
True.
You can fit it in there.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
isn't
are
the fanny something
us,
else
or?
In England, though?
Yeah, it's the vagina.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Mine was top three things that would be fun to come in if you pulled out and stood at the end of your bed.
A vase?
Yeah, it's like a spittoon, but it's like fancy. Like you come in a vase. Like
it's from like some sort of dynasty of some kind.
Yeah, it's like rich. It's the Ming dynasty is the dynasty.
Sure, yeah, I knew that. Yeah, it's from a dynasty. We don't have to go into specifics here. That was a good top three.
Yeah, thank you.
That was awesome. I like that.
Just trying to keep it topical. You know, we're always topical here on BP.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next question is from Seltzer Dad. He says, do you think, intentionally or unintentionally, you're the main antagonist of someone else's life?
Yep.
Yeah, who? Steve Dangle for John.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I'm not. I'm not the main antagonist.
You guys are friends now, right?
No.
Or he unblocked you.
Yeah, he unblocked me like the week we announced block party.
Oh, that's
party.
True. That's
but he
right,
never
yeah.
thinks about me. He's
that's
often,
true, yeah.
He does often say that about me.
I feel like I'm sure there's someone online that I have just like driven.
I mean, I think it's fairly
insane.
Obvious who I'm the main antagonist for. And I'm not
Stefan.
Gonna. Yeah, obviously.
Right. Oh, I guess that is true, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not Stefan, but I'm also not going to talk about it on the show. But I'm most certainly the main antagonist in one particular person's life.
What?
Wow. I'm intrigued. I feel for me, I don't know specifics, but
I mean, you guys definitely know who.
I
do know.
Talking
yeah.
about?
I know. But. I do know, but
Jesse.
I think,
yeah, Jesse yeah. thinks about me before he goes to sleep.
For night. Me, it's just gotta be, it's someone on Twitter that I've just like pissed off or, I mean, I feel like my Twitter now is so inoffensive. Like I don't really post anymore. Right. Like if
no,
you look
yeah,
at
you
my,
just post like cat pics,
it's just Kiki. And that's my new name, right? It's just cat pics and links to the podcast and stream. That's all it is. And like, I think I've lost like 500 followers in the past week. I don't know. I gained a bunch at some point for something and then just lost a bunch because they don't like cat pics, I guess. But I looked
you
and
should
like
change your name from like boring as heck to like cat.
Oh, you know what?
2021.
You
or
know
something.
What it is? I gained a bunch of followers from when Rush Limbaugh died. And I said he got hit by a train and the train and he crapped himself and the train was filled with dog poop.
Yes.
And just had a bunch of people quote tweeting me being like, this is and cause my name at that point was Cat Pics. Like this is like a verified cat picture account and he's allowed to post this stuff. Like,
yeah,
that was a lot of fun. That brought me back because I haven't done something like that for a while, you know? So
you think those people are still thinking about you?
I think some of them were really, really, really mad at me. Like I think I forget what the power of having the blue check mark is. Like it
yeah,
drives
people get mad about it, you know,
10,000 times more insane. If I just posted that on a non-verified account, I mean, people would have seen it, but no one would have been like, who is this fucker? Why is he verified? And it just drives people absolutely up the wall. And I think it is fun when like someone very bad dies, but like a lot of people liked the guy. A fun thing to do is to find people who liked him and then make fun of them for the guy dying, which is what I did. And a lot of people got mad at me for that. But if you want to find a way to make enemies online, that's like the number one way to do it. Like obviously within reason, but like Rush Limbaugh dying, that's fine. You can,
I think like there's always that sentiment of like a man died. You know, like you can't talk bad.
I feel like
because a man
like
died.
Saw,
and it's like, no, you can.
I feel
you
like
can.
I saw
if they
less
were a piece
of
shit person,
of that. Yeah.
You can dunk on them in their grave.
I feel
that's
like
totally.
I feel
acceptable.
Like Rush dying was like the one time where
right.
everyone was like, other than like Osama bin Laden, where everyone was like, yeah, this is fine.
This is for the best.
This is like what he would have expected, right? Like,
yeah,
that's
he's
the thing,
old.
Right? Like, it's funny that he died. It's yeah. funny that he probably suffered,
it can
suffered
be funny
too.
That someone bad dies, in my
yeah.
opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Becca,
yeah,
you're no, there's no way you're the antagonist in anyone's life.
I don't think so anymore.
Oh, I guess that's true. You did get divorced.
Oh, I don't even mean that. But
I mean...
yeah, I don't think so anymore. But my ex-husband's ex-girlfriend before me like actually stalked me for like the first year that we dated. Like,
wow.
I would like lift up my blinds outside my apartment and her car would be parked there. And
holy
like
shit. What?
Yeah. And she used to like go
was
on
she,
my...
Did she think you were hot though? Do you think
no,
it was like a sex thing?
No, it was a jealousy thing for sure.
But so that could be part of it though.
No, not okay. at all. Not with her. But she like actually used to go on... Because my Instagram was public at the time. She used to go on my Instagram and like comment insults about my looks on my own pictures and
oh
shit.
Oh my
like
God.
That. But I think she thought about me a lot for like the first year that we dated, and then she ended up getting knocked up and getting married. So I think
good for her.
Yeah.
Yep.
Congratulations.
The story has a happy ending, I guess.
Yeah.
Do you still think you're the antagonist in your ex-husband's life? I feel like probably a bit.
I doubt it.
I feel like he doesn't really have any other antagonists, though.
I don't know. He's got me blocked on everything. I don't know
Never blocked
what's
me,
going
though.
On. Yeah, do you look at his stuff?
No, I don't give a shit about that guy. You kidding me? Sometimes if I want to feel really good, maybe I'll look at it. I'll be like, hell
oh,
yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Stole your ex-wife.
All right, moving on.
I'm joking. I didn't steal you. You were already divorced.
Not a possession, John.
Yeah, come on, John. Oh, my God. What
can't
is going
own
on
me.
Today? Unbelievable. You know what, John? To punish you, we should watch some Joey, I think.
Oh, fuck off. We're not watching
Joey.
I feel
like Stefan really wants.
We've been watching a lot of Joey on the stream. We've basically been ending. Because people like watching him.
Do they actually, though? Do people like it?
What is the frequency that he posts? Like, how often does a new Joey video come out?
So he used to post quite a bit. And so, I mean, this is going to sound completely insane, I guess, because it is. But so peep this out, post like 3 videos a week, right? Joey is down to maybe 1 a week, maybe. And I feel like he has slowed down quite a bit. And I think part of that is that he is like 58 years old, as we found out recently.
He's 58?
I think he's turning 58 this year or turning 57.
He actually like doesn't look that bad.
I was
going
to say, I can't tell
if that's
the
shocking part of it.
Obviously his body is a dumpster.
I would have guessed like 50 probably.
I would have said like mid 40s.
I mean, if you watch an old Joey video from like 2013, he has, it's, you know, it's almost 10 years. Everyone's aged, but he has aged substantially, but he still, I think, does look younger.
I still
overall.
Think we definitely we have to meet him. Like, we got to go to his Volvo dealership or whatever and just meet him. How funny would that be, though? Like, there's no way he gets recognized, even though he has lots of fans.
No, I feel like he does get recognized.
You think so?
I bet you he does. Yeah, he's so recognizable. You just hang out by the fast food places. You're going to see him at some point, right?
Yeah, we should do that.
That's not the thing. The thing that was going to sound insane is what Jesse has been doing recently. Instead of listening to music or podcasts when he's like cleaning up around the house, is he'll put his headphones on and listen to Joey videos, and he's listening to them in like chronological order. And so he's just trying. Yeah. He listens to Joey videos.
Why?
Well, it's for the content. It's for the stream mostly. So he'll listen to them like for a couple hours a day, and he'll pick out a few that we watch on stream that night, because the older ones are just totally unhinged.
Which are more hinged.
They're a bit more polished, I guess. They're still very unhinged, but they're a bit more hinged, I think, but they're still quite unhinged. They're just slightly less unhinged than the earlier ones. But I think maybe I'll see if I can pull up a Joey video or something.
Did you see that post in the Discord? I think it was Wally who said he was going down on his girlfriend and did the woo 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 woo, and she like stopped having sex with him.
What?
You saw that, right?
No.
I think I might have saw it and tried to block it out of my memory.
What channel? Was it in the main channel?
I think so.
Oh, I mean, that's
I don't really
the best
want
thing
to know
that's ever
about
been posted
that.
In our Discord.
Yeah, I don't want to know about anyone going down. Like, it's like, here's what I will say. Obviously, you know, going down on a woman is good. You should be doing that if you're dating someone or whatever. But also, it's like the worst thing to hear about. Like, I don't want to hear a sentence that's like, I was going down on blank and then this happened. Like, that's not. I don't
here's
like
what I
want
to know. What I want to know is, I mean, and you might have the answer to this, Becca, but was it like a woo 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 like at the start of the video, or is it like when he's eating and he's like whoop 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 whoop?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know there
I
was
feel
a
like
distinction.
For accuracy's sake, it would be the whoop 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 whoop. He's like tasting it. You know?
I don't know. I think the context was that he's shown his girlfriend some of the videos, so she knows who Joey is. So they probably, it's like a joke in their house where they do like, woo, woo, woo. And then he just decided to throw it in there.
It's a good time to run a bit on your partner.
I think it's the best time, I would say.
We're talking about it now.
So. Yeah. It's very funny. That's the funniest thing I think I've ever heard in my entire life. So
shout out, Wally.
That's really good. Thank you, Wally.
All right. HG from the Discord asks, what's a piece of trivia you know that would impress someone you're on a date with?
Oh,
well, do they have a book of flags?
God, we have to fucking change that category.
People are really mad. People
that's just
finally
the John.
Got-
and I feel like I'm okay at it sometimes, but I've just fallen off recently. And like, I think there were a couple where I was pretty close to you.
Yeah.
And then the last two I've just gotten destroyed in, and that's like, that's the difference maker basically, you know?
What would you switch it out for, Stefan? Like, is there another category that she could describe?
I feel like, well, this would be an audio one. I was going to say Joey sound clips, and I could guess what he was reviewing.
Okay, well, that's a disadvantage.
We have to pay Meg way more than we're currently paying her to be like, hey, you got to watch a bunch of Joey videos and then clip stuff.
I think what would actually work would be like sports teams logos, probably.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
I think that would be fair for, because John would still be very good at that, and I would be very good at that, but I'd be better at that than I would be at flags. I think I'm fine with flags when I'm like seeing them. It's just the picturing them in my head, I'm not that good
at. It can be hard. Like the South Africa one this time was quite hard.
Oh, my God, yeah. But then you hear the answer and you're like, oh yeah, that makes total. And then you can picture it entirely. And then but I think this seemed
to be the tipping point for flags, where people in the Discord were getting mad at me because I was absolutely dominant.
Yeah, I mean, I think this was especially egregious. But I think I'm trying to think what trivia it would be. What's trivia that's like impressive that you would tell someone on a date? I used to be able to name
like
all
none,
of the,
right? Like I there's know. Not there's nothing on a date where you'd be like, hey, no. I know about this thing, and they'd be like, oh my god,
because the whole point
me.
Of the date is you're like trying to learn about the other person, right? And you want if I wanted to impress someone with trivia, I have to know a little bit about them to know what would impress them. Because like for me, it's like. I used to be able to name all of the sideshows from The Simpsons, like from the first like 10 seasons of The Simpsons. All the people who had been like a sideshow, like Sideshow Mel, Sideshow Bob.
Isn't there only three? Mel, Cecil, and Bob?
Cecil, Raheem was one of them. Sideshow Luke Perry, technically.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I'm missing a couple more, but I used to be able to name all of them. Because I had like The Simpsons trivia... like board game, which I was great at. I think it would be something Simpsons related, but it's not going to impress anyone. The thing is, I can't think of any.
It's definitely
would
a specific
anyone.
Subset of women that would be impressed by Simpsons trivia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know that that's where you want to be.
I don't know that mine counts as trivia either, but it's kind of it's kind of a fun fact about me, but also the fact that it's possible is that I'm allergic to water. Anytime
that's
I have a shower or like get in a pool or a hot tub or in the rain, I break out in hives, and I'm like actually allergic to water, like not when I drink it, but if it touches my skin. So I feel like, is that trivia?
That's
like
interesting.
That you can be allergic to
it's trivia
touching
about,
water.
Yeah. I think that counts. I think that actually is. I think
would that
actually,
impress someone?
I think,
well,
I don't know if it would impress, but it's something to talk about, right?
Like, Becca and I play trivia or play Jeopardy we watch Jeopardy every night and answer the questions. And Becca is extremely good at medical trivia, like medical stuff. So I feel like that would be good too. Cause sometimes on dates you end up just like getting into your like weird, like, oh, I broke this and you know, oh yeah, I got this fucked up injury. And you kind of talk about that shit and you're really good at medical stuff. So I feel like that would be good too. But also, who are you going on a date with?
Were you impressed when you found I was allergic to water?
I don't even think.
What did you think about it?
Like, well, I remember you told me that you broke out in hives whenever you had a shower. And I was like, okay.
I think phrasing it like that is actually a little frightening. I think you have to specify that it's just like all water.
I think the fact that it kind of took shower sex off the table was really the thing I thought about first.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't bring
it up. But shower sex
on a first
sucks.
Date.
Well, it depends on the shower.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point, but it's I don't know.
There's a lot of factors.
It's overrated.
There's height differentials you got to worry about.
I will say it's very overrated. I will say.
Agreed.
Yeah, I feel like if you had like a Kanye West shower where it's like the room is the shower and you've got like all the waterfalls and stuff and
benches
like fog.
Yeah,
and all that.
Then it's good as hell. Then
but I think like the average shower is designed for one person.
Thankfully, we have a Kanye shower. So
there you go.
But Becca's allergic to water, so it's a little bit of a catch 22, if you will.
Got an EpiPen. Don't worry.
The EpiPen in the nut spittoon.
Yeah. Is your answer flags then? That's what you're going with?
I mean, that is impressive. I just don't know how he would.
Okay.
So
I don't know
would
how you
to,
bring that up.
I think to your date, you'd be like, hey, describe a flag to me. Yeah. And then they would describe one. But they the problem is they probably describe a very easy one to start.
Yeah. They'd be like oh, they wouldn't know that much about flags.
There's a red dot in the middle
of it.
They'd
be like, oh, this girl's dumb.
Yeah. I think that would put you off on the wrong foot, I think, maybe. Yeah. So, I mean,
your flag knowledge
is impressive. So
I will say, Becca will get mad because this story's not about her, but I would... I will say that
he loves to do that on this podcast.
I do what?
Talk about people that aren't me.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works.
Tell me about it. You know, same thing with he never talks about me anymore. Bullshit.
When did I talk about you? Was that like a notable shift?
No, I feel like you have just never talked about me.
So. I don't think that's true at all. I feel like I talk about you a lot.
Well, you talk to me. You know?
Well, yeah, obviously.
I just wish
you
were more of an
active listener. To each other for like an unbelievable number of hours on microphone.
I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
How long is it?
I don't know.
God,
I mean, real good show is easily over 200 episodes if you count bonuses.
Yeah. This one, those episodes are like 3 hours long.
Yeah, exactly. And then these episodes we're approaching like 200 of these as well if you include
bonuses. Yeah, counting bonuses. Yeah.
Then you think about all the podcasts we've guested on together. Like, we're nearing probably like, in the next year or so, we'll get to 500 episodes.
I feel like we've hung out in a non-podcast arena like twice ever. Legitimately.
Does NHL count, though?
That is not true. What?
NHL's hanging out. You guys do that.
Yeah, we play NHL a lot.
Oh, yeah, we talk
so
a lot. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but we don't really talk that. Like, we just bitch about the game on NHL.
Yeah,
like,
well, okay. But then also Hexmas and Hexgiving when I go that's over true. To your parents' house.
That's true, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, it is weird because it's like when we do hang out in life, it's like I know everything that's going on in your
yeah,
life.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about.
We're like, oh yeah, whatever. We talk to each other three times a week
yeah.
on a podcast.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to hang out like in person soon.
Yeah, that'll be nice. It'll be a nice change.
Maybe in the next couple months, you know, if we're lucky.
Hopefully.
But
what I was going to say was that...
Yeah, tell us your date story.
Yeah, so I was dating this girl for a bit and she was like, oh, I'm really good at Jeopardy. And I was...
Oh, I know who this is.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, like I love Jeopardy and I love watching it and playing along with the show as well. And she's like, okay, cool. We should definitely... do that together sometime. And then I think I was better than she was expecting. We'll just put it that way.
And she was worse than you were expecting.
She was worse than I was expecting. The way she talked it up. Yeah. She was worse than I was expecting. And I think I was better than she was expecting. And so then it was kind of a weird moment where, cause like if she hadn't talked it up so much, I probably would have like not answered as many or kind of tried to like dumb it down a bit. But she talked it up like she was really good at it. So I was like, okay, well, then I'll answer every single one
and
I know.
You just
and then,
like obliterated her.
Are you saying you try to dumb it down when you're around women?
No, just this in this specific scenario.
Okay. Who's better at Jeopardy, me or her?
Oh, you. It's
oh,
not
okay.
even close.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's not even close. No, it was like, yeah, anyway, she just wasn't right. that good. And it doesn't matter. Like being good at Jeopardy doesn't make you smart or not smart. But it was just like, I just do think it ended up creating kind of an awkward scenario where there didn't need to be an awkward scenario because she had been like, I think I'm going to beat you. Like, I'm really good. You know, kind
of. Did you also say like, hey, maybe Wheel of Fortune is more your speed?
I asked her if she wanted to watch that instead. But no, I didn't. I'm joking. I would never watch Wheel of Fortune.
That's the worst thing you could say to a Jeopardy fan.
I hate that show so much.
It's so stupid, dude.
It's so stupid. Achilles, mythological
I mean,
hero.
That's exactly the thought that came to my mind. That was, I saw that, I watched that happen live.
Did you?
I remember watching that happen. It was that one or it was another, I feel like maybe she pronounced pineapple wrong or something. There's another really bad one.
Pinnaply?
I swear to God, that's what it was. I swear to God, someone, and please, if you're listening to this, please help me find this one. I remember watching one like classic Wheel of Fortune fail live. And I, this was like in college. This was like 10 years ago.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
The category is movies. Pinnaply Express.
It was honestly something like that. I swear to God, it was someone mispronouncing pineapple.
Yeah.
And maybe I just imagined it, but the Achilles one is
it's unbelievable. Especially
Achilles.
Achilles, I think.
Yeah.
And it's just it's made so much worse by the fact that $1 million is on the line.
Yeah. It was unreal.
That's the worst part of it. Yeah. Okay, next question.
All right.
We're gonna get through like four questions.
I know. I asked John how many to pick, and I think I way overpicked. I picked 20.
Oh no!
Okay,
no.
Beef squid.
She's like, is that enough? I feel like maybe I should do a couple more. I'm like,
well, some of them feel like short answers. Okay.
Well, this is the first in studio guest we've technically had in so long, right?
True.
And so I feel like that's just gonna result in more like riffing, and you guys, you know what? I'll say it. You guys have kind of a natural rapport.
So. Thank you. Thank you.
That's why we're getting married. Our house is insufferable.
Oh, that's a good call. Yeah.
All right. Beef Squid says, oh no, you've run out of hot sauce. What is the worst condiment to jack off with?
It's a good setup. Okay. I'm going to go. I have an immediate answer, and it's actually very specific. Why?
Sure.
My answer is ranch dressing.
Okay.
And not because it would hurt. And I actually think the consistency of it wouldn't be that terrible to jack off.
I think it's pretty
slimy.
So I think it'd be, yeah.
But the smell would be brutal.
It would linger.
If you were jacking off with ranch dressing, like, I don't even know if I'd be able to come. The smell would be absolutely overpowering.
I would not be happy, you know? I think I could push through and
then you'd wake up the next day. Like, presumably you'd have to have a shower after, but then you'd still wake up the next day and your dick smells
buttery.
Like ranch.
Yeah.
It's not good. So yeah, that's my answer.
So I'm gonna go Engelhofer here.
Oh, okay, just because you like you.
I'm very familiar with it.
It's
you
very
know,
precious.
I think
to
they
you.
Would appreciate this plug too. But for me, the worst condiment to jack off with: Engelhofer ghost pepper, spicy mustard.
Yeah,
great mustard.
That's gonna
but
sting.
Not to pleasure yourself with, because it is spicy as fuck. It is so.
What
fucking
is? What do you
spicy.
Think would be the best Engelhofer to jack off with?
I think the dill, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
I really think
that smell would linger too, though.
It says creamy. It says creamy dill.
But dill
smells
good,
right
at least.
Dill smells
good.
Yeah,
dill's not that bad of a smell. It's herbaceous.
Actually, stone ground could be interesting because you have kind of like the actual mustard seeds.
Like ribs, like the mustard
exactly.
for his pleasure.
You're just exfoliating your dick.
Yeah. That's a good call, actually.
Stone ground mustard.
Yeah, wow. That could be right. Well, or if you got the like, you know, the like Miley mustard or whatever in the store where it's actual
it's
just like the
mustard
pellets.
Seeds. Yeah,
that'd
exactly.
be good, actually, probably.
Yeah, I think in terms of another good one would be like jam or jelly, right? Probably.
So
see,
sticky, though.
I was going to say, yeah. I was going to say maple syrup would be the worst one to.
Oh, that would be awful.
Off.
That's way too sticky. Yeah.
Ooh,
a lot
yeah,
of friction.
It'd be like slow almost. To be,
and too much, and the
tantric.
Sugar, right? Too much sugar as well, right?
Yes.
I mean, all of these are going to cause some sort of infection, I think, probably. But
most certainly.
Yeah. All right.
Wow. Great question.
Very
okay,
good
there's
question.
One here for Dan. Let me find it.
Oh, yes.
God, where is it? Dan, if John and Stefan had their funeral at the same time on the same day, which one would you go to? Or what would be your excuse to avoid both funerals?
I would go to neither one. And then if people ask me why I wasn't at Stefan's, I would say that I was at John's.
Oh,
and
that's
then,
smart.
Oh.
If people ask me why I wasn't at John's, I would say I was at Stefan's.
My answer is he's in prison for killing both of us.
Yeah. okay, that was from Simon. I forgot to say who that one was from.
Same question to you, Becca.
I mean, I'd have to go to John's.
I like that you said I'd have to go to your funeral. Like, there'd be some choice involved.
Well, I think mine would be more fun, I think.
Kiki would be at Stefan's.
Yeah.
Would Kiki be at Stefan's funeral?
Yeah.
No, okay. I'm getting her buried with me like an Egyptian
pharaoh. Buried alive.
Like an absolute freak.
Yeah.
Kiki lives in the mausoleum with me.
Yeah.
I think people would expect me to be at John's.
Yeah,
I mean, I would. But I'm expecting that you're there.
I feel like my funeral would have really good food and like an open bar and stuff.
As though probably. Mine would.
A cameo from Joey.
I think you would have.
Yes. Oh my God! How have we never gotten Joey to do a eulogy?
Oh wow! Because I was worried he wasn't going to do. Because he usually replies within a day. And it took like 2.5 days for him to get back to me. And I was worried because the last cameo he did, if you've watched the last live show, it's like about COVID and it's about the vaccine and stuff, and Joey just kind of goes off on a bit of a tangent, as is to be expected. But I was worried. I was like, oh, maybe he's not gonna like what's his name, the wig man, right?
Yeah.
Who does all like the DJ drops. There was one he refused to do for me. I got 10 from him like a year ago for the stream, And one of them that he refused to do was, I said, oh no, Jesse Farrar has been struck and killed by a freight train. And he was like, this one is like too close to something that happened to me personally. And I was like, what are you, did Big Man's wife get hit by a train? So yeah, but I feel like Joey, we could easily get to do a eulogy. Like no question.
Man.
And by the way, we need
somber
to do some more.
Joey
we do some
would
more
be
Man
unbelievable.
Drops.
He would be so
would
good.
It.
You would have to position it as
John
like,
was the best muchacho.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's
I
really
feel like
good.
You would have to position it as like a live wake where like the person who's going to pass
yes.
away is there so that he can actually speak to them.
Oh, now that's really good.
I like that.
Like
a living
what,
funeral.
What should be their final fast food meal?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Oh, okay, we're definitely doing that for the next live show.
Yeah, we're absolutely doing. We're going to give Joey all some right. more money, everyone.
I can't wait for a somber woo. Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, we can actually ask him, can you give us your most somber woo, woo, woo ever?
Oh my God.
I need to see that more than anything in the world.
Yeah, we almost can't even wait to do, for another episode. I think
maybe we should
do
just
it.
Do it for, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be, it would be the episode coming out after this episode right now comes out. So yeah. Next weekend. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to, maybe you order it this time, John, because I've ordered like, I feel like we should alternate probably, you know?
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
Maybe Dan right. could order it on our behalf.
But we can also just be someone else. Like, we doesn't have to be
well,
John and
we
Stephen.
Can also just use our, and what am I talking about? We could just use our fucking names. He doesn't care. Like he's
he definitely doesn't
do
care, and he thinks yeah. your name is Stefan. So.
Yes, he does. Yeah, yeah.
So that's fine.
All right. Where do we go from here? Okay. Danny asks, "What is the best sports video game?" I regret picking this because I've never
this
played
is,
a sports video game.
Now this is. I feel like we've done top threes that are very close to this.
Yeah, we have. We did and old I, school sports video.
Yes,
I can pick a different one.
No, because I am. Especially after John and I got fucked over in our NHL game, I'm in the mood to talk about some good sports video games. Because NHL
I mean,
21
Tony
would
Hawk
not be on
my,
that list.
Tony Hawk's my answer.
If we're talking skateboarding, like I think Skate 2 might be on the list for me in terms of like how much I played it and how fucking good it was. And the thing I liked about Skate 2 is that like a third of the city was based on Vancouver, right? It was
right.
San Vanalona, I think. So it's Barcelona, San Francisco, and Vancouver. And I put so many hours into that game in college with like my friends and I just trying to like do the drop off the big hydroelectric dam. And oh man, that game is so much fun. I don't know. I think if we're talking like the most time I've put into it, it's either that or one of the MVP baseball games, which I played the shit out of like 04 or 05, I think. Great soundtrack also for both those games. So yeah. Oh, and another contender, NFL 2K5, which we've talked about for sure. But that's the last good NFL video game because Madden is just absolute dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my three, I think. I didn't really choose one.
I don't think I've ever played a sports video game. So I'm going to go with Overcooked. No further questions.
That's close enough, I think.
Yeah, that's basically
it. I mean, would we count Rocket League as a sports video game?
For sure.
Or like Mario Kart? Okay, I played Mario Kart.
That Rocket League might be in there as well.
Driving's a sport.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Rocket League to me is the most watchable esport by far. Because it's even if you're not familiar with video games, it's you can understand what's happening because there's two goals and you're trying to score on them. And also, I mean, we've talked about this before too, but like the Rocket League has the biggest gulf, I think, between professional play and just like playing for fun that I've ever seen in a video game.
Yeah, the pros
like,
are
by far.
Just, it's just disgusting.
It's a different game. They never touch the ground. They're just flying the entire time. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to play a bunch of Rocket League tonight, I think.
Sick, bro.
All right. Mutt wants to know, what's the most awkward interaction you've ever had in a public restroom?
I sucked off a U.S. senator.
Was it awkward?
Yeah.
I was going to say I jacked off George Michael, so that's pretty much the same thing.
Hey,
yeah. I'm trying to think. I feel like I haven't done anything awkward that I know of, but I feel like I've just definitely been in a public washroom where someone is just shitting their guts out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's never
And just like not like to. I mean, I get sometimes there's like an emergency, but you can tell the difference, I think, between like I have to shit in this public restroom very loudly and someone who just like doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I feel like there is always that awkward moment where you like both get out of the stalls at the same time and you're going to like wash your hands and you're like trying not to make eye contact with the guy who did it. But I can't remember anything specifically, but I know for a fact that, and like at like Canucks games and stuff and like, go, you know, like the other thing is I haven't been in a public restroom in like over a year. So I'm like trying That's to remember true. Like situations where I would be in a public restroom. And it's like after a movie or like at a sports game or whatever. But yeah, I mean, just hearing someone else just going to town on the toilet is so fucking awkward. Even though that's what the toilet is there for, you know, I don't blame them. And I respect that they're able to take loud shits. But at the same time, it's like, you know, like what I'll do most of the time is I'll just like stay in the stall until they leave because I don't want to see them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of men talk about when people at the urinal pull their pants all the way down.
Yeah, seen that.
I've never seen that before.
Yep. That's always awkward for sure.
When did you last see that, John?
Who knows? Not that long ago. I've seen it multiple times.
Wow. Oh my God. No, I've never seen
it. It's always like a kid or sure. an old man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an old man? Really? I was going to say it's almost always a kid.
Yeah, no, old man for sure. I'm trying to think of like the most awkward.
I feel like for me, one thing that happens a lot, and I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, as is my understanding, women are just naked in the washroom all the time,
totally,
right?
Yeah. Totally. That's why we go each in groups. Yeah.
Stuff and
yeah,
yeah.
Okay. And maybe this happens in men's washrooms, but I feel like it's more a women's washroom thing when moms have like toddlers with them, and the toddlers will like peek under the stall at you while you're on the toilet.
Yeah.
And you can't really say anything or like yell at them. They're like one or two. But little kids love to look under the stall at you pissing.
I mean, those are the worst
that
public.
That happens a lot.
That doesn't
the worst
really
public
happen.
Washroom setup is the stall with like the clearance
the
underneath, right? Like
yeah.
there's nothing better to me than like going to a restaurant and going to the bathroom and it's like the private doors. And I'm like, oh yeah, this
incredible.
Is what I'm talking about.
Love incredible. I fully take my pants off.
Absolutely.
That's how I prefer to shit is with my
and
pants
also,
completely off.
The lighting in those bathrooms is always the best lighting in like anywhere, you know?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, true.
It's insane. I love
I'm
it.
To,
God,
man,
I want to go to
I mean,
a, I want to go to a restaurant bathroom now so bad.
There must be some like awkward story in my life that I just can't remember. But I can't. Yeah, I really don't remember that much.
It's a good question though.
Great question.
Okay, if you died and got to choose the partner your significant other would date after you, who would you choose for them?
Dan.
You'd pick Dan to date Irene?
I think he's a good, trustworthy guy. And John would also kind of keep an eye on everything as well.
You know? Like, like, what do you mean by that?
You just check in. Hey, how are you crazy kids doing? You know, every so often.
I'll say it like
so
that.
So you wouldn't pick,
I think in
like...
this situation, John lives upstairs from you guys. Maybe. Okay. So there's, yeah, but I think.
Okay.
I think.
So
I think
you wouldn't pick
say...
like a billionaire or something for Irene?
No. No. Okay. I think Dan is, Dan has a billionaire mindset. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he smokes in his kitchen over his stove because he doesn't have time to go outside and smoke, you know? Like
that's
a billionaire
true. He's on the grind.
Me.
He's grinding.
Exactly.
That's what billionaires do. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really funny to picture Irene with Dan. I do have to be honest. I'm enjoying that. I would say, well,
it could be like, it doesn't have to be someone you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, yeah. Becca, you've said that you feel like you would only date women if I was gone.
Yeah.
So I would just want you to have like just a hot woman that I can like watch from heaven.
Jesus Christ. Okay, name names. We all know who I want you to say.
Yeah, Phoebe Bridgers.
Okay, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot to mention this question's from me.
Yeah, I mean, that would be, I mean, I do actually think that like, that would be fairly close to my idea of heaven. If I can eat whatever I want, I can just jack off to Becca and Phoebe hooking
Fuck
up.
Off.
That's
okay.
pretty good. I don't know if you can jack off in heaven, but if you can.
If you can't, that's
okay.
not heaven.
Yeah, that's a great point, Stefan.
For John, I would choose Helen Mirren.
Oh, I would love to have sex with Helen Mirren.
I know. And that's why I'm doing you a solid.
I think it's like, it's fucking cool if you can be 70 and like eminently bangable. Like, that's a skill.
Is she 70?
I'll be like just such a piece of shit when I'm 70. Like Becca, if we're both still alive, you'll want nothing to do with me. Whereas like Helen Mirren, you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Is she in her 70s? Yeah.
Oh, easy. She might even be in her 80s.
Yeah. Have you noticed your balls getting saggier as you get older, John?
Well, I have pretty tight balls, as you know.
I usually do as well, but I swear to God, I've noticed my balls have gotten saggier.
I mean, I don't want to tell tales out of school here, but Becca has told me she thinks my balls are getting bigger, which I think is something that happens when you get older, too. So,
is it?
Something you got to keep an eye on, though, because, you know.
Yeah, it can mean your prostate
is enlarged.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyways.
I mean, I'd like to imagine I got a large prostate.
Is there a way to, like...
I don't think
is
that's
there,
good.
Is there a way to cosmetically... enlarge your prostate so you get bigger balls?
I don't think it's good. It means you can't pee easy.
Just like juice up your prostate.
Yeah,
it like blocks your.
Just inject
your
it with a bunch
for
of
guys who got fucking
or something.
BBs down there. They're like,
yeah.
Oh.
Jesus.
I do feel like my nuts have gotten they're aging well. They're aging like a fine wine, I would say.
Well, Becca, I mean,
what do you want me to say here?
How are my nuts aging? It's hard. It's hard for me to tell.
They're still fine.
Okay.
I do think they're getting bigger, but they're fine.
Okay.
Are you having trouble pissing?
No, I piss well.
No, but
yeah,
you
my
pee
pissing has been
more
going
often.
I pee
I
a lot.
Say.
I pee a lot.
You pee more often now than like 3 years ago.
I mean, I don't know. Wow. I drink a lot.
I think I pee all about right. the same amount. I shit. My shitting. Well, we've talked about this. My shitting has gotten way better with like the smoothie consumption. That's been a game changer, you know? But right. I think my, what was the question again?
You're getting Dan to date Irene.
Yeah, I think we're still on. Yeah. I think we're still on the who does your partner date.
I thought maybe there was
Dan.
Another question that I missed, but
all right.
Sometimes it's hard to know. We go on these journeys and we're not sure when we're going to catch up to the actual question we're talking about.
This next one's kind of a follow up question. It's okay. From Mutt, and he says, "If you had to pick either Joey or Ian K to be your life partner for your significant other, who would you choose?"
Oh my God.
It's a tough choice, but it's definitely Ian, I think.
It's got to be Ian. It has to be Ian just because he, like, you know, at least attempts
like
to, like,
be, like,
clean
an
himself
okay
up.
Husband?
Yeah, maybe. I feel like, he's just, like, he's, like, a big, like, Star Wars, Marvel, like, pop culture
nerd. He's a bit
nerd.
Creepy. Like, I don't know if he's got some weird sex shit that he's into
But
I know
I
some of our listeners thought that maybe he was like, because he had some of his early videos, there seems to be some
weird.
Like weird sexual tension between him and his niece.
Yeah, I think so. But I still
think Stephen, you've seen those videos. Have you not?
No, they're very odd, but I still
maybe
think
not sexual tensions, maybe the wrong word, but
it's just
a weird
uncle vibes. It's very
it's
weird,
a weird vibe for sure.
So I think it is the obvious choice though, just based on like,
for sure it is.
First of all, Joey has like 2 years left tops.
True.
But he that has, could be a good thing. That means you're getting your life partner out of this scenario sooner.
I guess that's true as well. Yeah, but I don't know. I think it is Pete the... Like, I didn't even have to think about it because Joey also has, like, a horrible politics.
Yeah.
And at the very least, I think Pete this out is probably just like, I'm not, you know, I don't care about politics, which is like a huge improvement on Joey.
Plus, I feel like Joey probably hasn't had sex in, like, a number of years. So,
yeah,
like,
and...
You know, if
and
you want
like
the best for your partner, like, presumably you want them to get some sex.
I've also seen, like if you compare, like, their living situations, too, like, peep this out. Yes, we make fun of his big shelf of Funko Pops, but it is, like, a big, nice display case.
Yeah, he's got a house.
Like, he's got a
whatever,
and it's,
an
it looks like it's a
whatever.
Nice house or apartment, yeah. Whereas Joey, I mean...
Yeah, it's not good.
Joey still has, like, promotional Call of Duty posters, like, unframed and, like, on his door. And he's 57 years old. So, yeah, to me,
is
the
Joey
clear
married?
Choice is...
Absolutely
oh, no.
not.
No. Okay. There's no chance.
All right. How many more questions am I popping out
probably
here?
Like another like two or three, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I picked way too many.
Yeah, that's how it works. I always do this.
What vegetable do you think you've eaten the most in your life? That's from Wally.
Peas? Think about how many peas you eat when you eat
I don't
peas.
Ever eat peas.
But even
you're
if
counting
you just
individual
ate them,
peas?
Yes. Even if you just ate them as a kid, right? Each pea is one pea.
But
so,
I think of it as volume.
No. For me, I'm counting
like
it as like
weight.
one pea is like a single pea, right? So when you eat just like a serving of peas, that's, you know, what, 200 peas or something? Probably.
What about corn on the cob then?
See, that's a good, well, see, that's the thing, right? If peas are on a cob.
Yeah, is corn on the cob one unit, or does each kernel count as a unit?
If the corn is like already is separated off the cob, then the kernel is a separate thing. But if you're eating it on the cob, that's one. A corn on the cob is one. That's a cob. But peas by themselves, like, so I think the answer for me is peas, even though I haven't had peas in a while, just based on the fact that they had such a huge head start, you know, because I had peas a lot as a kid.
I think for me, it's still carrots. I think carrots is probably the most.
Carrots, I think, are a close second because you can like snack on them, right?
Well, and when that was like, you know, when I was growing up, that was a very, like, at least twice a week, my parents would just make like meat, potatoes, and then we just have raw baby carrots as like a side.
Yeah.
And so I've eaten so many carrots in my lifetime.
Do potatoes count as a vegetable?
That's what I was
going to
ask.
Like French fries? Yeah, or even like tomato sauce? Is that a vegetable?
Yeah, then you have to go by volume, I think, right? Because like ketchup, right? Like all that.
Yeah, I don't
think
that counts.
Okay, if I'm not counting potatoes, I feel like broccoli. That's like almost always a side when I'm just doing like meat and potatoes.
Yeah. You know what I love is broccoli and cheese sauce.
I don't think I've ever had that. You mean like cheese whiz?
No, it's like a cheese sauce. It's like fancy like cheese whiz, basically. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, I'm going to throw this one in for John because he's obsessed with Top Shots right now.
Oh my God.
Hey, Dan got his first pack today. So.
Yeah. Oh, I tried. I couldn't get in. Okay, if you could own an NBA Top Shot style moment of any non-sporting event, what would it be?
Oh. 9/11.
Jesus Christ.
If you had the number one 9/11 moment, that's worth like $1 billion.
Well, no, if you had 9/11, if they minted like 1,000,
exactly. Yeah,
you had 9/11's jersey number.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 9/11's jersey number would be huge.
Unreal, yeah.
That's true.
Like, honestly, if you're talking historical moments, it would be stuff like 9/11 or JFK's head exploding, or like, legitimately, that's what it would be, right? I don't
know. That's where NFTs are going. I mean, we're going to have NFT history. History Channel's going to have NFTs. I mean, that's a really good one. That's a really good one for sure.
Yeah.
I think like iconic, like celebrity moments, like the Pam and Tommy Lee sex tape would be a great like top shot. I mean, really, if you're thinking about.
Hey,
in that context, that would be a $5
Hulk Hogan
moment.
Saying that he ate like a pig 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, he ate too much sushi. That's the moment. Yeah, so I think the like celebrity sex tape moments would be pretty sick for sure. And because the thing is, too, like if you think about Top Shot, right, like you have top players and you have bottom, like, you know, you have to have your kind of, it's like sports cards, you know,
you
have your filler players. So like sex tape ones would be great because obviously you could have your legendaries, you know, your Pam and Tommy Lee's, your Ray J and Kim K. And then you have your bottoms like China and X-Pac and Jenna from Survivor. Yeah. You know, you could have those kind of like lower. Those are like a $5 moment.
So the 9/11 one, that's I guess what sports moment would you want that's not like a dunk or like a really cool, like, because for me, it would be something like Randy Johnson blowing up the Dove, right?
Oh, that'd be
with
huge.
That's up there, or the Malice in the Palace. You know,
that'd be good too.
The Pacers fan like slipping, or not he was the Pistons fan when he like goes to like, I think he was going after Steven Jackson. I want to say, you know, the one I'm talking about, and the guy like slipped on the court.
Yeah, it was great.
Like that moment right there.
I feel like the correct sports answer is where the guy gets hit in the balls and is like, oh no, what is?
Oh, that'd be really
the cricket
good.
One.
Cricket, yeah.
Oh no. Actually, any nutshot, like a nutshot NFT.
Yeah, nutshots would be awesome.
If
we're
talking nutshots, I mean, we made the nutshot highlight reel video for Real Good Show for a live show, and there's some non-sports nutshots in there. I guess they were mostly sports related.
I think they were all sports.
The paintball one maybe is not sports related. I guess this is sports related, but the one I was thinking of is the skateboarder skating into the cable.
Oh my God, that one is
at like
brutal.
Full speed, and it's like it's the cable that's like attached to the telephone pole, like
so
diagonally. The ones that are very, very like solidly in there.
Oh, brutal! That one's fucking brutal.
And then for sports nut shots, it's the Liverpool player sliding into the post.
Yes,
Which is really it's rough. Unfortunate that there's only one video of it, and it's like extremely low quality and has like an E-bombs world watermark on
it. And also the MMA guy getting absolutely decked in the nuts.
And then they put like the blanket over him, like they're just putting down a horse. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's really rough too. There, I mean, there's just so many great.
What about Paul Pierce crapping himself?
Oh, that's a good one.
Getting carried off the court. And that's an NBA one as well. So.
That's true. Yeah. There were people joking about that actually in my Top Shot Discord.
You know what would make sense for Top Shot moments? And I feel like they will do it at some point, but dunk contest Top Shots.
Yes.
I'm shocked
that
hasn't happened. I feel like that has to just be happening.
It will.
You know?
It will. Yeah.
Like, it's too obvious.
The only thing they've said is they won't do like memeable moments. So they're not going to do like moments where players look bad. Like you can look bad in a game. Like obviously if someone like posters you or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, they can't be like, another one we were speculating on is the one where like you can see LeBron's dick in the timeout.
Oh, when he,
that's a good one.
You know which one would actually work? And it is a memeable thing, but it's nothing bad. It's the one where Jimmy Butler's on the bench and he's doing like he's like looking like this. You know what I mean? You know that? Yeah, like that would be amazing to have. I feel like they could do stuff like that.
Or
like,
the Alonzo Mourning one too. The Alonzo Mourning GIF as like a top shot.
Exactly,
that would be sick.
I feel like bench reaction shots as a top shot genre would be. I mean, there's something to that. I think that
they're talking about doing that.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Because then you could get a Rob Sacra one. You know.
Oh yeah,
that's in
North Vancouver zone.
Yeah. I saw him play. I saw him play like a high school game, and it was just like,
foolish.
I mean, it was men against boys, right? Like, because he was seven foot one or something. He was huge, and
what a beauty.
And then in the NBA, he was like the worst player in the NBA, which tells you how fucking good the NBA is.
Yeah, because
he was insane. Yeah,
you guys lost me like 5 minutes ago.
It's fine.
Well,
bring it back.
You knew what was going to happen when you brought up Top Shot.
Well, true. It said non-sporting event. Which, by the way, I was going to go sentimental and say, like, John and my first date or something.
Oh.
But John just took it to celebrity sex tapes. So,
doesn't have to be celebrity, if you know what I mean. If you want, John and Becca Top Shots.
Nobody wants that. Okay.
Well, and that's just not true.
If you had, this is from L. Ron Francis.
You telling me no one would watch a blocked party sex tape?
I'm saying we would never put one out.
No, of course we wouldn't, but I'm just saying people would watch it.
Okay.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't.
Okay. L. Ron Francis asks...
We'll do two more, including this one.
Okay. You have to catch your co-host under a box trap, and he included a photo of a trap box.
Yeah, the classic
with a stick
cartoon.
Thing.
Yeah.
What bait do you use to catch your co-host?
Oh boy. I mean,
speaking of Top Shot,
I think probably like a very rare polar seltzer that is like extremely difficult to find, even in the United States.
John's really fallen off the fizz train.
Really?
He like almost never drinks fizz anymore.
Wow. Oh my God.
It's like a pandemic thing or something.
Yeah, you know.
He couldn't go to the States anymore to get it, so.
I guess that's a big part of it. Yeah. Yeah, the selection has just probably fallen off for you, right?
It has.
Yeah. Damn, that sucks.
But you're right, though. I mean, that's a good one to do. For Stefan, I would probably do some sort of, like, Stefan loves his video game gimmicks, so I would put some sort of, like, VR rig or, like, some kind of new controller or whatever underneath the box, and that's a guaranteed.
You gotta get a VR headset.
VR is the worst thing for me. I would puke.
It's good.
No, it's not good.
No, I think you'd be fine.
No, I definitely wouldn't. I've done VR and it's horrible for my vertigo.
Damn. Because I would love to do
it. I'm out on VR. I can never do it. Like, if all video games go to VR, I'm out.
I would love to do like a VR bonus episode where we're just VR. It'd be so good. Damn.
Becca, what do you think would be good under the box for me?
Me.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Can't argue
with
that.
For Stefan, I would probably put like Kiki in... I was going to decide between Kiki and some kind of cute clothing or Kiki pretending to be in distress. I feel like Stefan would go running.
Absolutely, yeah. We put another sweater on her yesterday because they sent us two sweaters.
Different one.
You can see the picture I posted yesterday where she's like all stretched out and long. I don't know if you've seen that picture yet. It's a very, check it out. It's a very cute picture of Kiki. She's making a very funny face also. So she was like very tired and just like chilling out and like on our lap. And we're like, well, we can try putting the sweater on her. And she was fine with it. She was totally fine with it. So I think it's just a matter of like timing it right. Like if she's very like active and in her, like if she is just taking a shit, because what she does is she'll take a shit and then she'll just sprint around the apartment for like half an hour, just flipping out in demon mode.
She's just feeling light. Time. She's like, she's aerodynamic. She gets the bad juju out and then she's ready to roll.
No, for sure. But she's fine with the sweater at certain times, I think, is what we've learned. I didn't get a good picture of it.
Not right after a shit.
Not in the morning. Not after she eats. But at like, you know, like 10 o'clock at night.
So it's kind of the same as you. Like, you don't like to have clothes on after you shit in the morning.
I mean, taking a nude shit is really nice.
It's the best.
There's nothing better than jumping into the shower right after.
Oh,
that's great.
Incredible. Yeah. Last question, Becca.
Oh, I thought you said that was the last question.
No, I said two, including that one.
Okay. What? Oh, damn. Okay. What?
Can we not do that one?
God, there's just so many to choose from.
This is what I go through every month.
What would be the funniest book to be sworn into office on? That's from International Man of Normalcy.
Well, that's a good question. I mean, these have all been good questions, in fairness.
The letters from James Joyce to his wife.
Oh, my God. You can't top that.
I mean, I think this is maybe recency bias, but the Japanese Dragon Quest encyclopedia I got, very, very nerdy purchase. Maybe that's...
Is that the monster book?
The Monsterpedia. Yeah, it's basically all the monsters from all the
thing
Dragon
that started
Quest
the
games.
Whole Grim Reaper controversy.
Yeah, we won't get into that again, obviously, because I won that discussion clearly. But I think it's just very funny being sworn in on something like very like I think that is the nerdiest thing I own by like a long shot now. And I think getting sworn in on something very, very nerdy like that is very good. I think another option would be like a pamphlet of some kind or like a McDonald's coupon book. That's like three pages long.
McDonald's coupon book is good, like a Halloween one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't get junk mail at my new place anymore. And I sort of miss getting like the Domino's coupon stuff and McDonald's coupon stuff, you know. And just like, you know, leafing through it. Just imagining what
leafing through and being like, I should use these and then never using them.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, the nice thing with Domino's is that the coupons are just available if you order online already.
Yeah.
Which, you know, great move from Domino's. Thank you, Domino's.
Bless you, Domino's.
McDonald's, you need the coupon for McDonald's. I think either
you can't
the
just be like, hey,
book,
I have the coupon book at home. I just forgot to bring the coupon. They're not.
Exactly.
They have no sympathy for you.
Yeah. That's a good question. Becca?
I would say a Playmate of the Year being sworn in on their own edition of Playboy.
That's a power move.
Ooh, that's good.
That's pretty badass.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that because that would also be
maybe
like
a hustler with like pee photos in it when they used to do the pee photos.
Pee
in Hustler.
They have pee photos.
Hustler would do pee stuff. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They would do pee stuff. Yeah. So maybe a pee hustler.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A good choice.
Do they do
also.
People getting pissed on or just pissing?
I think it was just pissing. Right. Maybe it was. I think because Hustler was the nasty one. I think.
Hustler was fairly nasty. I don't really remember any piss.
I feel
stuff,
like Hustler had pee pee. Dan is nodding. I'm pretty sure
Dan would know. If anyone's going to know here, it'd be
Dan. Did Hustler have pee-pee pics?
I believe it did. It was definitely like hardcore.
It was Hustler or Penthouse, but I think Penthouse was slightly less hardcore. I think it was Hustler that had pee-pee
I think
pics.
It would be Hustler of the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So getting sworn in on one of those would be, that would rock.
Yeah. It was really disappointing when I got my copy of Piss Chicks Monthly and there was actually no pissing in it. That was really fucked up. Hustler had piss, but... Piss chicks.
It could,
didn't.
I mean, maybe it was Squirt. We don't know. Let's go into this again.
Well,
that's a whole other
thing. There was a question in the Discord that I overlooked about Squirt, and it was something to the effect of, if someone were to win a squirting contest, what would the metrics be based on? Would it be like how
distance.
Far you squirted, or would it be volume of squirt?
For me, the first thing that comes to mind is distance, I think.
Distance.
Or volume, obviously, I get... Well, yeah, volume
or
is
number
second,
of times, right? Like it's kind of like jacking.
I think there's different categories. I think
there's different categories in the triple X games.
Yeah. Like, right. I think volume is like the equivalent of like weightlifting, right? You're trying to get like the most amount.
Yeah.
And then the distance is like long jump, right? So you've got that. And then,
yeah.
I don't know what
maybe
the, I
you
guess
even
the
have
speed
some type
squirting.
Of like high jump competition where you try and squirt.
Or you
like
could do
arcs
height as well.
Over
yeah,
a bar.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like accuracy, right? You could try and squirt onto a target.
Accuracy's a good one too. Yeah. Hmm.
I also feel
lots
like
to ponder.
The percentage, like you'd have to analyze the squirt and like percentage that is piss and percentage that's not piss.
Well, yes. That would be like the testing. Like you'd
yeah.
get, you'd
like
get
the
piss
drug
tested, but it's not doping. It's just to
it's,
make sure that you're
piss?
Not peeing.
Yeah, exactly.
That you're,
yeah.
That would be the thing. Like, oh yeah, she's won the high squirt the last 4 years, but I'm pretty sure she's pissing. You know, that'd be the whole thing, you know, and then people would be like, no, no. And then she'd be defending herself like, no, I would never piss in this. I've been squirting since I was a kid.
They got to do this. They got to do this in place of the Olympics this year because they're not they shouldn't do the Olympics this year.
The Olympus.
I think they should do the Squirt Olympics in place.
I would
of
love the Squirt
Olympics.
Olympics. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Great point. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to this very cursed edition of The Blocked Bag. As usual, Becca, thank you for joining us. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
No.
Okay.
My damn ears. After listening to this, come on.
What?
I said my damn ears after listening to this episode.
Got him. Yeah, so don't follow Becca. She does not. She's not interested. I hardly tweet
anymore.
That's true. Yeah, you've fallen off. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We appreciate you. If you haven't seen yet or whatever, we do have the Blocked Party Stimulus Contest running all this month. If you make a donation to WaveAw, you have a chance to win $1,000. So check that out on our socials and everything. And we'll see you back here with some more bonus episodes very soon. Thanks for donating. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.